Welcome to House Now Podcast, where you get an open and honest conversation about life. Here are your hosts, Tanya and Janine.
Hello, hello.
How's it going over there?
It's going good. My son's homeschooling has gotten a lot easier because now his is all digital. So he has a Chromebook and he can actually log in, do his work, and submit it. And that has made it a lot easier, especially with some of the classes and stuff, some of the teaching tools that they have on there that can assist him in getting stuff done. So that's been way easier. And even though my younger child that's in school, she still has tangible work. They still gave me a lot more ways that I could use the internet to help show her certain things that she needs to do, like for her counting, her core words. So it really has been, it's been easier. It's been easier. It has. It's been a lot more doable than when we first started out. And then they lighten the load a lot too, which is one of the things that was helpful, at least with my younger student, because keeping kids that young focus for so long, like initially when they had the packages sent out for the 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of this thing, I mean, the package was like pretty darn thick, and she had like worksheet and worksheet and worksheet and worksheet, and I was like, who's working here? Oh, me. So now they really have lightened up the load. She has a couple of worksheets, and then she has like some games that we can kind of do to make learning fun and easier.
Video games are made by an individual or a team of individuals.
Alexa,
you tell that Alexa to mind her business. See, Alexa, that's why.
Mind your business. Turn off. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody talking to her, sis. That was creepy.
See, that's why I don't have one.
No, like, this is no bullshit. Did you hear me say anything about that? I did not say one thing. And then I looked over there and I seen the blue light, but I was like, okay, she's not saying anything, but that's creepy because that means she's listening. But then as soon as I didn't comment on the blue light going around and around and around, then she said something. I was like, wait a minute, ain't nobody even talking to you.
Mm-mm, that's why I don't have one. No. And I thought about it for like a hot second. They were on sale. Like, I think I need one. And I was like, no, I don't. Because it seems like when we're on the phone, she's always throwing her 2 cents in. And I'm like, no, I don't want your 2 cents.
I got her as a gift. I didn't buy it. I would never buy it. But I did get it as a gift. And I was just kind of, honestly, when I initially set it up, I was just like, let me just see how this thing works. And of course, like a lot of other things, it just became convenient.
Uh-huh. It did. That's why she'd be like, Janine, would you like for me to set a timer for those cookies that you're baking?
Right. And I'm like, what the fuck up with it? You can smell my cookies. But
but, like to set your timer for 6 a.m. so you can wake up to drop so-and-so at school. But
look, the only thing that I'm going to be real with you. I refuse to give it too much power because I know some people, like, it's connected to the locks, it's connected to the cameras, it's connected to this, it's connected to the lights. You can't have my whole house now. You can't have this little spot that you're sitting on. And you can have my TV and my fire stick, but anything beyond that, chick, you know. No. No. It's not.
Nope.
I mean, to each his own. I seen iRobot quite a few times.
And see? So- see? Well, you know, I know that there's certain things you can turn on and off, but I'm like, I still don't mess with those things. Because you hear all those crazy stories about, like, there was this couple who was having a conversation, but they were like, do you think we should call our attorney? And for some reason, Alexa dialed their attorney. And the attorney heard the whole conversation, like, what? Or left a message or something. I mean, I can't mess around with those things. I'm not there yet. I'm not ready. No.
Right. I'm still, like I said, I'm warming up to it. Like, she wakes me up in the morning and she gives me little reminders. She'll tell me the news. Like, she doesn't do anything that I don't have her set up to do. Like, I have it set up to wake me up.
Oh, she doesn't? Because she just did.
Well, you know what I mean.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
Okay, you got me with that one. But I mean, like, I have her set up to do certain stuff that I'm comfortable with. But like I said, I can't, you know, the whole, because somebody had told me that they had the one and they had it and it was connected. I don't want to say the name because I know she's going to come on again. So they have it, it's connected to their locks. And it actually locked them in the house.
See?
It locked them in. And I was like, you gotta freaking be kidding me. No. Can't have that much power here. It's only one chick that's paying bills here, and my name is not Alexa.
Are you sure she's not gonna respond to that?
She didn't, because I didn't put that. The A in front of it. I just said the last bit. So no comment. So, but yeah, I'm excited that we're back at this. I just want to tell you that I'm like so excited.
Me too. Yeah. I am. I know life got really busy and it got kind of difficult to kind of juggle all this stuff. Like, you know, like many of our listeners, you know, they right. have similar struggles, if not the same. So, you know, I'm actually happy as well that we're back at it because, you know, we're here for our people who are listening and we want to be able to be either a source of entertainment, you know, give you a couple of laughs. Oh, what was that? Did you put me on speaker?
I did not.
Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Is Alexa trying to dial in? Uh-oh.
You are not going to creep me out. As a matter of fact, you know what
I'm going to
I'm going to go ahead and mute. Because you know you can turn it. I'm going to go ahead and... Because you have me definitely...
What happened was, it got like I heard like an echo, and almost, you know how like back in the day when you had like multiple phone lines in a house and then someone would pick up the line, you would, you know, I didn't hear a click, but I heard air on the line, like, and which is impossible because this is a cell phone, unless, you know.
That's anyway. Creepy.
Yeah, girl. I don't know. But anyway, I am also happy that we're back for our listeners. You know, this little podcast is just, you know, we want to be helpful and we want to obviously entertain you as best as we can because some of the topics that we talk about are pretty serious, but in real life, they're real life situations that we've experienced, many of you have experienced, and you know, you're not alone. So,
right.
And that's why we're here. Yeah. Yeah. So today's episode, we want to talk about, you know, who do we want to do business with? And here's why we say this, right? You know, everyone right now is in a very tough position because you got a lot of folks out of work, relying on stimulus checks to make it to the next month. And, you know, small businesses that are at a loss for income because certain funds have run out. And we're all in the same boat. You know, no one could have predicted this pandemic, unless maybe you're a psychic.
Right.
But, you know, what's interesting about a time like this is it really will show us as consumers, you know, just as the average person, of what businesses, what they're really made of and how they feel about their customers.
Right. You know,
are they caring about their bottom line? Which, sure, that's fair. You know, you're in business to make money.
Right. But
do you also take into consideration what's right when it comes to things like a pandemic?
Right.
So, like many of you who are listening, you know, we're all reading, paying attention to the news or or not. It's too stressful. But it really made me think, like, if you are a business who, for example, okay, sorry. Okay. I can't use my words. Damn it. Okay. And here's why we wanted to talk about this. You know, there are a lot of news articles going around about, you know, the stimulus package and the stimulus package, big businesses, really big businesses getting huge sums of money that, you know, could have been spread pretty far apart. That money could have spread or stretched rather. That money could have stretched very, very far when you look at how many small business owners could have benefited from the $20 million or the $10 million that some of these bigger businesses received in as part of the stimulus package and the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program. But then you also have businesses who were, instead of doing the right thing, and we'll give you an example. You know, there, you may or may not have seen this article regarding a particular bank who received IRS money from the IRS for these customers who were eligible for the stimulus package. And this particular bank decided to return the money to the IRS versus just cutting checks to the people who needed it.
Absolutely. And I didn't have to read the article because I'm one of those people. I'm one of those many people that dealt with that particular company because I was in a situation. And, I'm really good with finances, but I was really in a situation where I kind of needed the advance because that was a situation where I mean, you know, when they say it rains, it pours. And like my refrigerator broke. I had to get somebody to fix that. My washing machine and dryer went out. And
the Let's back up a second. Cause we want to take it from the beginning.
Right.
Okay. Right. Cause, and just so we know, the reason why we're not mentioning the name of the bank is because, hey, we're two little people in a big pond. And it was a big enough story where we felt like folks did read about it. So we're just trying to be careful just to protect ourselves because, you know, it's a pretty big business and we're a little fish in a big pond. So like with Janine mentioning that this is something that she experienced, we're going to back up a little bit into tax season, right?
Right.
So let's start from there.
Right. Right. So, okay. So it was tax season and right before tax season or right around the same time, like everything just went to crap. The refrigerator broke, the washing machine and dryer broke. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, this is not all happening at one time. And so I was like, hey, let me go ahead and do the advance. Because normally I don't do an advance. You know, I'm just like, hey, I can wait. I was just not in a situation where I could kind of wait. And the other thing was, is that they changed some of the rules with the cash advance. I remember sharing this with you, to the dollar amount. So they figure, hey, we can get more money by limiting what they can get back on a cash advance, and saying if they want anything more than that, then it's considered a loan, and then we're going to get interest on top of, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, I get it. It's a business. I get it. Okay, but that wasn't feasible for me. It's not that deep. I just need this advance so I can work on the major stuff that I really kind of need. And so that's kind of what I did. So I did take the option to do the cash advance. And then this hits. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking. The day that everybody's talking about these stimuluses, and they're like, oh, you should be getting it on such 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 a day, da 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 da. So I'm just like everybody else, you know, because I'm trying to see, you know, where is this stimulus? Because I need it too. I'm sure. And so I go on there and I log into the thing, and it says, you should receive it today. And I was like, no. So then I looked at the numbers on the account. And I was like, that ain't my account. And it dawned on me right away. Like, I knew right away, oh, this has to be the people that handled the advance, or the people that paid the tax preparer. Because, you know, if you pay the tax preparer out of your refund, you know, another bank is included in that. So they get your initial refund, and then they issue you whatever they, you know, after they take out whatever they're supposed to count. So I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, so this is in my account. So sure enough, figured it out, called the lady that prepared my taxes. Hey, this is a big mix up. They sent the money back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you mean they sent it back? Why didn't they just put it in our accounts? Because they have all our account information. She says the company feels like they're not responsible for stimulus checks. They was only responsible for your income tax checks. And this is how I saw it. Me and you had this discussion. I was like, okay, they were responsible for the tax checks and wanted to be responsible for those because they was getting a cut. But see, they're not going to be getting a cut on these stimulus checks. They can't take anything out of these. So instead of doing the right thing, which would have been, hey, let's spend a couple of dollars, because I know they got way more than a couple of dollars handling everybody's taxes a couple of months ago. How was it going to hurt them to do the right thing and be like, you know what? We're going to issue these people checks. Because there were some other companies and other banks that did just that. Hey, we're not going to make these people wait any longer. These people probably really need this money. We're going to go ahead and cut these people checks at our expense. That's the type of people that I want to do business with. Now, that's who I want to do business with. So tell me how next time it's time for me, it's time for tax time rolls around, if the person that does my taxes is still dealing with this other company, I'm sorry. You will not be doing my taxes, because I don't want to do business with people that value the dollar way more than what is right. And the right thing would have been, hey, this is a mix-up. hey, let's send these people their money. Yeah. Even if we are going to take a little bit of a loss, hell, everybody's taking a loss right now.
Right. Yeah.
I was just disgusted with the whole situation. I really was, because I was like, wow. I was like, I really want to do business with the companies that said, hey, let's get this money to the right people, not send it back and pass the buck. Hey, no, we're going to send it back. Because yeah, we can't get a question.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Like, why should we, you know, we choose who we can do business with, you know, and in the past, I may not have been so stringent on this, but my husband, by the way, has always been this way. Like, there are certain stores he will not spend his money at ever. Even if they have, I don't know, they could have the best chicken in town. He will not spend a dime there because he feels like there's certain values that they have as a company that don't agree with his values. So he won't patronize them. Now, I have been the opposite. Like, hey, you got some good chicken. I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to get that chicken. Girl, I will too.
However, I don't know if this is
chicken on potatoes, girl. Chicken on potatoes. I'm trying to tell you, they're my favorite.
I mean, it's food. It's food. But he stands on that principle. I mean, he stands on it. I, on the other hand, have not been. But now as I start to look at things like this, I'm like, you know, if we as patrons or customers, patrons of businesses as customers, if we continue to do business with companies that we know do not share our values, we're sending them the wrong message.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely. And maybe we just need to, I mean, this is me personally. You know, I'm like, well, maybe I need to start reconsidering who I'm spending. You know, I don't care if you have the best soda in town. I'm probably not going to buy anything from you anymore because I don't agree with your values as a company.
Right.
Because that's going to tell you a lot about an organization based, you know, on how they handle certain situations like this. Right. People need this money.
Right.
If you're lucky enough to have savings, then thank goodness.
Right.
There are people out there who need that money, who needed that money to just put food on their table. And for them to say, hey, I don't want to be responsible for this money. I'm going to send it back to the IRS instead of just maybe cutting a check, or mailing a check, or direct depositing those stimulus funds where they needed to be.
No, I don't even think it was that they didn't want to be responsible for the money at all. I don't think that's it. I think wholeheartedly it's because they couldn't get a percentage.
It's possible.
They couldn't. Yeah. And even though they could, let's say it wasn't that they couldn't get a percentage. Let's say it was because, hey, it's going to cost us to print this out and send them the money. How much? Because I know you made way more than the chump change it would have cost you to print and put a stamp.
Yeah.
I'm positive. I can bank on it. And I'm just so like, wow. Like, what's more important here? Just like these people protesting to send people back to work, and I'm like, really? Because like, y'all not going to be out there. Y'all not going to be out there. So it's easy to say, hey, yeah, let's open up this and open up that, and I'm going to be real with you. And I don't know if I sent you the video. Did you get the video that I sent you?
Which one?
I sent you a video, it was somebody talking, and they were saying how the majority of the places that they are opening are where who frequents? Who gets their hair done?
Oh, people who got money.
Who gets their... No, 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 no,
or,
No. Actually, the opposite. Like, who really gets their hair done? People of color. You know, that's what I say. Like they're opening up hair salons and barbershops, tattoos. Like places that. How can you social distance somebody doing your hair?
You can't. It's impossible.
How can you social distance somebody doing a tattoo? I mean, I've seen tattoo needles, but I ain't seen nail one long enough to give you 6 feet. I haven't. And then even if it is long enough to give you 6 feet, that got to be a damn good artist.
With long hands, right. Long arms.
You're right.
Yeah. Think about that.
You know, like,
I did not see the video. Otherwise, I would be like,
huh? Yeah. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. So you want to open up hair salons? Oh, and wait a minute. Wait. Pause. Nail shops.
Well, I sure as hell wouldn't be going. And I'm sorry. I don't care if you open it or not. If you open up, because I think they're talking about gyms and stuff like that too.
Gyms, yeah.
But it's kind of like, well, I can promise you, I wouldn't be going because it's too early in. It's too early into this. And while I very much understand, I really understand this. You know, I am not a salaried person. Okay, so if I don't work, I don't get paid. Right. So I very much understand
the
need for people to get back to work. No, I mean, I get it. Oh, right. I very much understand it.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to risk my hair did, or, you know, if it's an essential need, okay. If it's some food, I'll do a pickup. If I need toilet tissue, gotta go in, I guess, with a toilet tissue because I can't find that one. But I'm not trying to get my hair done, my nails done for nothing, not right now.
Right. And then the other thing I figure is a lot of these places, and maybe it's just me, because, you know, I'm all about conspiracy theories and shit. You know, like, okay, so you know that these stimulus checks are going out. So you want to heavy up and open up business because you want people to spend that money. And I get it. But hey, check it out though. It's worth a life. Uh-huh. So it's true. People are getting stimulus money. They will have more money to spend. But half of the people that's getting the stimulus checks like me, hey, you know what? I kind of need that because, see, I don't get money if I don't work hours. You know what I mean? So therefore, I'm like thinking to myself, like, I'm keeping that money because I need to be able to make sure I can pay this mortgage. So I understand that, like you said, like, I understand the need to get back to work. I get that. Like, I totally understand that. Like, I get it too. Like, I would like to have more hours that actually make money, but not at the risk of my life.
Mm-hmm. Or your family either.
Or my kids. Like, it's not that deep for me because we've already established, hey, they cannot evict you. They cannot foreclose. They cannot turn your lights off. They cannot cut your water off. You have all your basic necessities. What the fuck? Excuse me, Lord. What is the problem?
Sorry. Look. I may leave that in.
Like, I don't understand what's the problem. I feel like what it is y'all not going to be the ones that got to be out there. Y'all hollering, get back to work, but are y'all really going to be the ones in these places of business working? Probably not. Uh-huh. It's going to be people like me and my daughter and my sons. That's who's going to be out there. Probably not you voting, hey, back to work. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I know. Like, I mean,
I'm used to being, I'm used to having to make every penny stretch. This is not hurting me. You understand what I'm talking about? It's hurting me, but it's not hurting me. Like, I can survive it.
Yeah, and to back up just a little bit, like, part of what we're talking about as far as these people protesting is that, you know, locally here in the Triangle area, there were, you know, a group of people who decided to protest despite the fact that we have this stay-at-home order, whatever we're going to call it. And some of them were business owners. And all I could think about was, well, who are these business owners? Because that's the place where I do not want to spend my money. Because while, again, I understand, like many of you, yes, we all need to get back to work. But at what cost are we talking about here? Yes, we want to have, we want to live the life that we were living before this all happened. But guess what? That ain't happening right now.
Right.
And please don't rush it. Please don't rush it.
And lose more people.
Yeah.
Right. With the possibility of it being even worse.
Yeah, because there's still so many unknown factors. And, you know, today's episode, we're focusing in on the financial aspect of it. But the fact of the matter is, there's so many different aspects to this. And there's so many unknowns when it comes to this virus. We're playing catch up. So we're already behind the game. We are behind the gate just trying to catch up.
Right.
So I'm all in favor for, you know, everyone getting back to, you know, getting back to work and what have you. But we cannot work if we're sick. We cannot work if we're not even alive.
Right.
So let's take it easy.
Right. And
follow the orders that, you know, your government has set for you.
Right.
Shut up and sit the fuck down.
Right. Like, I'm like, look. Some people are miserable being home. Look, hey, I get it.
It's not easy.
I'm sorry for you, but look, hey, that has nothing to do with me. This time, although it is a financial strain, which it is, I'm not gonna want to be like, oh, yeah, because I don't have to pay this. No. All of that stuff is still gonna have to get paid. It's still a financial stress, but I'm just not willing to risk my life over it.
No.
Like that. No. Look, if shit comes to it, look, y'all can come get this house, because just like I got this one, hopefully one day I'll have another one if anything happens. If it comes to that, I pray to God it doesn't come to that. Because it took a lot for me to fix my darn credit and be homeowner. So I don't want to have to do that again. But if need be, I'll be alive to do it.
Right. And I guess, like, it's from a perspective of a small business owner. And Janine, you are a small business owner with your photography. And I have been also with my online websites, e-commerce sites. So we've been, like, we have a real understanding of what it's like to be a small business owner. And the fact of the matter is that maybe, just maybe, not looking at this big picture, maybe some of these small business owners wouldn't have been put in a position to kind of feel like, hey, I have to protest, if the part of the Paycheck Protection Program, there, it was part of the stimulus bill or stimulus package, where there was a certain amount allocated for small business loans, which will allow small business owners to apply for a loan and receive money so they can cover their overhead. But looking at it from this perspective, maybe, just maybe, had there been enough money to really extend out to small business owners, maybe they wouldn't be there. Maybe they wouldn't be protesting in the streets. Because the fact of the matter is, there are some really big companies that got millions of dollars. millions of dollars, big companies like Ruth Chris. They got $20 million from, they benefited $20 million. You know, this company is actually valued at $250 million. They're valued at $250 million. It's a public company, but they're managing to benefit of $20 million. Shake Shack, they're valued at $1.6 billion. They received $10 million. Now, please tell me, when you're, I don't, you know, obviously, I'm not the person making all the rules, but if I look at $30 million to between two big companies, how far could that have stretched when you're looking at small business owners?
Right. Absolutely.
So maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's a part of it, you know? Maybe had, you know, because I know someone personally who did apply for the for that loan and they were approved, but there was no more funds. So even though they're approved, they can't get anything because the funds ran out. Now, I am a realistic person, and I do understand that sometimes when you're trying to put something together very, very quickly without realizing all the aspects of it, that shit's going to happen. Like, things are going to get fucked up somewhere along the way, right? Because the good example is, you know, folks who are deceased receiving a stimulus check. So that's very interesting. You know, I don't know how that happens, but I'm hearing stories and reading stories about that everywhere. You know, getting down to the wrong person and maybe banks not taking responsibility of it. So I think the thing is, all of this is happening very, very fast, right? So, you know, again, we're still behind the gate, and that's probably why some of these issues are happening. But for the people who are living it, it's so hard.
Right. And
when you look at a company like these big companies that are getting like millions of dollars that are already valued at millions of dollars,
right?
How is that fair? And right. Just because you're eligible to receive it doesn't mean that you should apply for it and take it.
And you know,
maybe I'm wrong here. I wish we could have an expert on this.
Maybe because I'm not an expert, I agree with you because I feel like you feel. I feel like honestly, what's happening is nothing that has not always happened. It seems to me it has always been like that. It's always been people that already have seem to continually get, or they have ways around stuff, or they get this break and that break. And it's set up like that. I feel like the whole system is set up like that. Like, why is it fair for me to pay more taxes than someone that makes how much more than I made? Uh-huh. Why am I paying more taxes than they are? Because what will hurt me financially wouldn't even put a debt in their pockets. And I feel like it's really taking advantage. And I'm like you, like I understand these small companies, they want to get back to work, but you know, like here, they was out there honking.
And you know what? Yeah. And they were doing something similar here. But you know what makes me angry about that? Like, I'm not in the medical profession, but if I were, I would feel like that's a big fucking slap in the face. Like, here I am, you know, following the Hippocratic Oath and taking care of these patients. And here you are, assholes, are out here protesting, not following the stay-at-home order or the guidance of not being 10 people or more. And now if one of your dumb asses gets sick, guess who has to take care of you? Me? So stay your asses fucking home.
Hey, bored? Looking for a new source of entertainment? Well, I got you. Screaming Chewy Show. What's my podcast about? Well, I don't really know. I could talk about random stuff like when my mom accidentally ate my THC-infused edibles. Yeah, that was fun. Or mystery, like the Dayloft Pass incident. Creepy stuff. Or I could talk about the origins of the Sinaloa cartel and what led to the escalation, the war between the cartel and Mexican federal authorities in Culiacan, Mexico. Or why do farts stink more in the shower? I know you've wondered that, and I got you. I did the research for you. So tune in and find out. Screaming Chewy Show, your new source of entertainment and overall fuckery.
You know, I was just saying that I think, you know, I'm not in the medical profession, but if I was, I'd be pretty pissed off because for me, it would feel like, you know, a big slap in the face because here I am, you know, following my Hippocratic oath and making a commitment to patients. And here you are protesting. But if all of these people are sick and we can't care for them, what the hell are you protesting for? Because what are you protesting for?
Right, because we have people, we have people scared of medical supplies, nurses and staff and doctors and having what they need, and y'all out here making things worse. And the thing that had me laughing, I'm gonna be real, I'm gonna tell you what had me kind of laughing to myself, is that the video was all these people inside their vehicles honking. Like honking. And I'm like, well, y'all want everybody to get back to work, but y'all scared to get out your vehicles.
The hypocrisy of it all.
So what's the irony in that shit? Okay, let's get back to work, everybody. Let's get back to work, but we're not even going to get out of our car.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So how safe do you really think it is? You're saying let's get back to work, but you're in the car honking. If you really felt it was safe, right?
Well, maybe they were trying to follow the social distancing guidelines, because then you would be,
but
within a safe distance.
But they want to go back to work.
Well, that's true. How you gonna go to work? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to go back to work when you don't even want to get out your car? You in here, yeah, they're honking. Honk, honk, honk. Like, yo, y'all got to be kidding me. Why y'all can't go home?
So like, sit down and shut up.
Like, go home.
I was reading.
Right, go home. Enjoy being home with your family. If you don't have any family, then I'm sorry. I feel sorry for people that, no, for real, like, I'm being dead serious. Like, I know we joke and we laugh, but, like, I feel sorry for people that don't have anybody to be locked up with. Because it's one thing to be locked up, you know, but it's another thing to be locked up with people that you love and you care about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I get it. So I do feel sorry for those people that don't really have anybody at home. Like, however, like, go home. Because what makes your pocket more valuable than these people out here working in these hospitals? Like, what makes what you need such a priority that nobody else matters?
Yeah. And I guess, you know, the thing is, you know, I was listening to, where did I read this? I'm not quite sure where I read it, but I've been doing a lot of reading recently, and there was a woman who asked her, it was her grandmother who may have been around, possibly, maybe, I don't know if it's during the Depression or some other difficult time where there were some restrictions that were put into place, like similar to what we're experiencing now with the stay-at-home orders. And she's like, hey, you know, grandma, did you ever complain? And she's like, no. Our government said you need to do this, so we did it. Nobody complained about it. Now, okay, I realize that this is a different time, and maybe folks are like, yeah, I'm not sitting down for this shit. I get it, but
why?
If they're asking you to do it, there's a reason. If there is a rule, there is a reason. That's, you know, I'm very rule-oriented. If this is the rule, okay, I'm going to follow it. But if there is a rule, there's a reason for that rule. And maybe you don't necessarily have a full understanding of what that means, but there's a reason why they're putting this into place. And if you, why not just listen? It's not, why not just listen?
Right. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I know I shared with you, especially when this thing first started hitting, that I really did feel like, I really did feel like how much of our rights will be discarded. I know we talked about that. Like, I was like, what about my rights? And now that y'all making these new laws that say I need my letter saying that masters say I can be out here, how long will I have to have this permission to leave my house? Like, I understand that. But when you see people dying, like, okay, I stay my ass home.
Yeah.
You see people are dying. You see children. I mean, infants. They initially said babies didn't have it or couldn't contract it or wasn't. Look, we have babies. We have people dying. And I'm gonna be real. And I hate to bring race into it, but we have the majority of Black people dying. Our Black males are more susceptible to dying. So I can deal with my rights being, you know, I don't want to be out there no way.
I want to stay home. Fine.
Even if Master gave me a little to come out, I don't want to be out here.
And I do remember there was an article. I don't have it in front of me because it's, I mean, we weren't, because, you know, I have certain articles in front of me based off of this financial piece, but I think it was in Michigan somewhere where 70% of, I don't know if it was the deaths, 70% of the deaths were of, you know, from the African American community, but right. In a community that's only, hang on, because this is where it gets kind of staggering, because you're like 70% in a community where only 30% of the population in that community is African American, but 70% of them are dying.
Right,
that's a huge number.
Right,
yeah,
right, and so like it's not that serious. Maybe it's okay to them because they're not the ones that have to go out here and put their like again, and I've said this before, I'm what they consider high risk. I have asthma. I'm staying my ass home. If I don't have to be out here, I'm not going to. And neither are my kids. I'm going to do what has to be done, what needs to be done, and nothing else. Now, if y'all, I mean, anybody out there that feels like, hey, making my money is more important, go right ahead. I ain't mad at you. Because, see, you have to make decisions for you. But quit trying to make everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. Because I don't mind not paying down this energy company. I don't mind.
They're expensive anyway. Right. Oh, shit. I don't mind. Fine.
Good. Shit, it's about time. Shit.
But I mean, in all seriousness, though, I mean, I think like the big piece is, you know, as it relates to this, like to this particular episode, it's like, hey, why would I spend my money with you if you are not taking care of your employees?
Right.
If you will not do the right thing. And hey, just cut a check for the people who need that money now more than ever.
Right.
You know, sending that money back because you know that, hey, maybe we really don't need it, even though we are eligible to receive it.
Right.
Because there are people out there who can't put food on their table.
Right.
And yes, right. Sure, you can take advantage of, you know, maybe, you know, local churches and stuff like that. But the fact, you know, that can only carry you but so far.
Right.
And if there's so many people in need, I don't know. I will say, you know, I know we're all kind of just taking it day by day because we don't know how far this is going to stretch out to. But that's a really big piece of this. Like, I'm literally reevaluating, you know, where and who I'm going to spend my money with. Yep. Even down to, you know, what products am I going to buy? Am I going to buy a product that is made here? I'm going to have to spend more money on it, sure. But was it made here? Is it produced overseas?
Right.
Well, if it's produced overseas, I don't know if I want it because that money, that profit, I'm not saying this the way I want to say it. If it's not being made here, like that means we're not investing in our economy. We're investing in someone else's economy.
Right. Right. Right.
So it's even made me reevaluate things like that. I know that I can buy things cheaper if it's made from overseas. I'm sure of it.
Absolutely. Right.
I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. Huh, but what's the cost? Like, think how many companies have had portions of their business go overseas. Sure, it's attributing to other, you know, I know that there's areas overseas that are very, very poor. I get it. But we're also taking money and jobs out of people that are here.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, this is a big thing, you know?
Right.
I don't know if any of you guys have, anyone else has kind of thought about these things, but these are the things that I'm thinking about.
Well, I honestly, I'm going to be real honest with you because I have been always concerned about making what I have stretch. You're absolutely right. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy from elsewhere. But I think a lot of what has happened now has really made me more aware. Not just of that, but definitely of, like you said, even local places that I have decided, no, I don't want to spend my money with you. Because I know when it really counts, you know, I know when it really counts that you're not going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That you're not thinking, like you said earlier, you're not thinking about the little people that are really out here. Like, I was concerned because, as you know, my daughter works in a grocery store, and the number of people working in grocery stores that have died behind this virus. And I'm like, I want to deal with people that I know are going to do the right thing.
Yeah, and I know, I think locally they are putting in mandates as far as making sure that employees are wearing masks and things like that, which I really appreciate, because
absolutely
you should be protecting. You should be protecting them. Like, it's
right
now we're in here, what, it's 6 weeks in, and only now you're starting to implement these plans. But the fact of the matter is, you should have been doing this from day one. You have essential employees working for your business. Why the fuck aren't you trying to protect them or making it mandatory for them to protect themselves?
Right.
Because they are your people. They're your people. You know what I mean?
And then that, like, I don't want to say what store it is that she works at, but you know, they even gave them raises for continuing to work and coming and still, because I ain't gonna front, I think maybe if I I told you, we had this whole discussion when we had Ann on the show, right? We had Eddie on the show, and like, we had that whole, I don't know what I would do, because if somebody cough on me, I might flip the hell out. I'm like, hold on, you cough on me?
Well, I mean, listen, and you know what the other piece is? And I know we're kind of going off topic, but it is still on topic. The other piece is, they need to be checking to make sure that they're taking care of their people. Right. Yes, in the health, giving them PPE, but also making sure that they're taking care of their mental health. Because I can't imagine how stressful it is to be in an environment and like that, and just praying that no one's going to fucking cough on you or sneeze on you.
You're right. You're absolutely right? You are so right. Because I know we was joking about that, like, even going into a place or going around people, like, I was literally holding, and like, I have sinuses. I was literally like holding in my cough, because I'm like, they might attack if I cough or sneeze. Like, who knows? So like, it's stressful for everybody. How everybody deals with their stress is how they deal with their stress. But my thing is, let's not put everybody at risk because you're more concerned about making a dollar. Like, where is the morals?
So, you know, the whole purpose of this episode is to really help us think about, you know, who do we want to do business with? Where do we want to spend our money? And what businesses are doing now in a time of crisis is very telling in whether they have a level of understanding in their customer's perspective, or if they are really just looking out for their very own bottom line. And those are the things that we need to be looking for when hopefully this pandemic is over, or hopefully soon. and that was the goal for this episode. Any thoughts you wanted to throw on there, Janine?
Yes, of course.
Before we wrap up, throw it out there.
Right, before we wrap up, you know, I know last time talking, we said that we wanted to try to always end things on a good note and positive news. And so I had something that I saw today and even the other day, and I was like, that's really, really cool. So there is a young guy, and his name is Marcus. And he is a member of, I'm going to tell you the member of the church. Just hold on 1 second. Bear with me. I'm going to tell you the church, because I like to give people, I like to, when I see stuff like this, I try to do a whole shout out. Hold on 1 second. Oh, shoot. I am really fucking right now because I wrote this down in my notes and I really should have had it like right in front of me. So please forgive me. But I said, okay, we might just have to edit this out. Just, we might have to forget this because I cannot find it. Okay, here we go. I was wrong. I found it. Okay, so his name is Marquise and he's a member of New Springs in Elgin, South Carolina. That's the church. And he is...
Wait. Say the name of the church one more time because it cut out on my end.
New Springs. Hello? No. We're here. New Springs in Elgin, South Carolina. New Springs. That's the name of the church. And his name is Marquise. And the reason why I stopped to get his name and the name of his church that he belongs to was because he literally is sitting out there, no matter what the weather is, coming into the community. And he has a big sign up and he's like, "Do you want or need prayer?" And he's just... People stop and they pray with him, and it's all social distancing. He's not breaking any laws. He does have his 6 feet, but he prays with anybody that stops and asks for prayer. And I just thought that was really dope because in times like this, we need a lot of prayer. Prayer, alcohol, one or the other.
One or the other, depending on the day of your life.
Or both. I thought it was a really cool thing, and I try to find some positive stuff and people doing positive stuff, and I just thought that was really cool. I did give him the name of Alst and told him to tune in sometime. So hopefully, who knows? But I thought that was really cool.
We might have a future guest.
Maybe.
And some more good news. We launched this week the Oust Sound It Out Facebook group.
Yay!
Yay! And we, you know, so we all like to vent, and sometimes we can't vent to the folks that will either be neutral or understand, or we're not comfortable, however you want to slice it and dice it. But we wanted to create a place where people can just vent, or as in the name of the group, sound it out. And you can find more information about it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/oustnow. So definitely check it out. And as always, we appreciate you, our listeners. We wouldn't be here without you. So please feel free to give us any suggestions of things that you might like to hear. And thank you for listening. Yeah. And we're out.
Thank you for listening to the Oust Now podcast with Janine and Tanya. For a full episode guide, go to their website at oustnow.com.